Gemara says on Daf Chof Ches Mid Aleph that they sent a Shaila to Avuah d'Shmuel. The Gemara says, Shochale l'Avuah d'Shmuel. They sent to the Shaila to the father of Shmuel. Kofu v'ochel matzah, yotza. If you force a guy to eat a piece of matzah, you yotza. Gemara asks, who forced him? So the Gemara says it was a shade. It was a demon. A shade that forced him to eat matzah. So Gemara says that if the shade forced him to eat matzah, that's quite difficult. Why is that quite difficult? Why is that quite difficult if a shade forced him to eat matzah? Why do we say that? Gemara says that you can only be yotze in mitzvahs when what? When you're healthy and sane. But if a guy is a shoyte, namely, how do you become a shoyte? Namely, by a shade forcing you to do a mitzvah, you're doing it under duress, meaning not normal duress, and therefore you're a shoyte. So the Gemara says, how can you be yotze? You're not yotze. So what's the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, what are we talking about? Who forced them? Goyim forced them, the Persians. So the Gemara says, we see from here, Rava says, Amar Rava, Zoytze Meris, Hatokei L'Shir Yotze. The Gemara makes an equation. And this is the topic that exists of mitzvahs, tzriches, kavana, olo. Do mitzvahs need kavana or not? So the Gemara apparently says you don't need kavana. Therefore, by matzah yotze, and by shofar you yotze. Hatokei L'Shir, you're just listening for musical enjoyment. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, you have to be yotze. The Gemara says, pshita. Hainu hach, it's the same, what's the difference between matzah and shofar? Gemara says, ma'u detei mahasam achol matzah marachmonu ha'achol, aval hocha zichron truksi v'amisasik balmu. There's a big difference. The bottom line, by eating matzah, you ate it. I don't care why you ate it, you were forced. But here, you need to have kavana of zichron trua, and you were misasek. You had no idea what you were doing. You were listening to musical enjoyment. Kamash malan, we see amakasavar of a mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. Chiddush is that mitzvah srichas kavana olo, and rava holds lo tzarich. And therefore, the Gemara paskins ladina, that the chiddush of rava is yar yotze, if a goy forced to eat the matzah, you are yotze if you listen to a show for musical enjoyment on Rosh Hashanah, not for the sake of mitzvah, you are yotze. And the chiddush is, you would have thought shofar is different, because matzah, the bottom line, you ate it. Okay? That's what the Gemara writes, Befeirish, in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Ches Ma'achroni, and the Chaf Ches Ma'beis. Lefi Rava, Lo Tzarech. You skip a little bit, down to the bottom of the Amud, on Chaf Ches Ma'beis, the Gemara has as follows. Amale Reb Zeir, actually the last line of Chaf Ches Ma'beis, Amale Reb Zeir L'Shamei, Reb Zeir said to his Shamish, Ichvin V'Tukali. Happened to be Rosh Hashanah, he said, blow the shofar for me, have kavana, amakasavar mashmiya, boy kavana. Reb Zeira begs to differ. And Reb Zeira, on the bottom of Chav Chesem, is running on to Chav Chesem and Aleph, writes, tzarech kavana. Machloik is straight out, Rava and Reb Zeira, whether mitzvahs need kavana or not. The Feirush of Machloikis. Now, this Machloikis appears in different places in Shas. I want you to get this. This is very clear the way, if you put together all the Gemaras, this topic applies to both mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. For example, the Gemara in the end of Arvei Pesachim discusses Korech. Korech in the Seder is definitely mizman hazeh mid'rabbanan. And the Gemara presents this machlaikis. So it's clear that this machlaikis applies to Bain, mitzvahs d'oraisa, Bain, mitzvahs midrabbanan. Okay? It's very clear from different places in Shas. Moreover, how do we paskin on this shayla? The Mechaber paskins in Simon Samech and Orach Ayin, mitzvahs sriches kavanah. The Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvahs sriches kavanah. That's the way he paskins. The Magen Avraham, in the name of the Truvas Arabaz, writes that this psak of the Mechaber, that mitzvah tzriches kavana is only by mitzvahs midiraisa. But on mitzvahs the rabbanan like Chanukah, like Korech, in fact, it'd be yotze without kavana. However, The Gaon, the Bir HaGrah, the Vilna Gaon argues on that Magen Avraham in the name of the truest Rabbis and claims, no, that the Psak of Mitzvahs D'Oraisa applies both to Mitzvahs D'Oraisa and to Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan as well. Across the board, there is such a Psak. Okay? Across the board, we hold Mitzvahs D'Oraisa, Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, Nikavon. That's what the Gaon says. So it's a Machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and the truest Rabbis, and the Gaon, how we Paskan Dini. Because the Machaber is talking about Kriyashma. So it's not clear. Kriyashma, we know, is D'Oraisa. We don't know what the Machaber would say by Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. So that's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and Truus Rabbis against the Vilna Gaon. Okay. Now, it's important also that we know what on earth does Kavana mean. Okay? Kavana means when you're doing the mitzvah, I'm doing it for the sake that Hashem commanded me to do this mitzvah. Okay? It's not coincidence. Do you understand what I mean? If you hold mitzvah Sein Tzrichus Kavana, it's not coincidence. I mean, if you take a Jew who has never heard of the holiday of Hanukkah, and he lights a candle on one of the nights of Hanukkah, would you say he's Yotze? According to the Manumrol's Mitzvah Sein Tzrichus Kavana? No way. Not a chance. That's called Misasek. He doesn't know what he's doing. From a spiritual, religious level, he doesn't know anything. So that's not what it means. What it means is as follows. It means, doesn't mean that at all. That would be Misasek Ba'alma. It means a person does a mitzvah and he is aware of the mitzvah, namely Rosh Hashanah. He's heard of Rosh Hashanah. He might even observe Rosh Hashanah. But he loves musical instruments. And when he listens to that shofar, this is a very important definition. We should get this. When he listens to the shofar, he's listening for the musical enjoyment. He's not doing it for the mitzvah of shofar. Therefore, are you Yotze or not? Well, that depends. If I hold mitzvah Tzrichus Kavana, you would not be Yotze. If I hold mitzvah Ein Tzrichus Kavana, you would be Yotze. You got that? I'm not talking about the guy who did it by coincidence. That is clear he's not Yotze. And I want to get the other extreme polar case. The Chayadim writes this. Let's say a guy, a very religious fellow, a Ben Torah, is about to listen to the shofar, and the Brochin is getting ready, and he starts daydreaming. He starts thinking about the ball game. Okay? He's in shul, he's been diving with Kavana, and just at that moment, he starts thinking about the ball game. And at that moment, when the shofar blew, he was not paying attention at all. What would you say in that case? Everyone would agree you're Yotze, even according to the Ma'an Amru, who says what? Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavana, because Minastam, even though he daydreamed for a moment, but he's been in shul, he's davening, he's a Ben Torah, he wants to have Kavana, so we assume that that would be good. So I want you to get those extreme cases. There are three cases we just presented. The Machloikis is by the middle case, where it's Tokei Lashir on Rosh Hashanah, and you weren't doing it for what? For the mitzvah. You're doing it for musical joy, but you know of Rosh Hashanah, you know of Shofar. So would you be Yotzeh? That's where the Machloikis between Rav and Reb Zeir exists. If you talk about that extreme case of the Jew who's never heard of Hanukkah, then everyone agrees you're not Yotze. That's not called Kavana, that's called Misasek. And on the other polar is the case of the guy who just happened to daydream for that split seconds about the ball game when he was blowing the shofar. That everyone would agree that you're Yotze. Even according to my number old Mitzvah Street, it's going on. I was daydreaming, but he's right then and there. He's got his machzor, he's a Ben Torah. He just happened to lose concentration in that moment. He definitely would still be Yotze. So you always have to define what the case is of the machlekes is, and that's what we want to suggest here. This machlekes Rava and Reb Zeir. Okay. And we have the machlekes in Psak. And as I said, there are various gemaras and shas that present this machlekes, not just by Mitzvah D'Oraisa, but even by Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, namely like Koirich, which is the Rabbanan. Okay. If you look in the Rambam paskins as follows. Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shofar, explicitly. Rambam says, Beferish. Oh, before we get to the Rambam, let's just say over Rashi. What did Rashi say? What was the Mahu Detaimah, the Havamina of the Gemara? What was the Gemara's equation? Alan, between what? Matzah and what? And Shofar. What was the Havamina that I would think by Matzah it's good? Yeah. Only by Matzah it's good and by Shofar not good. Oh, there's a famous klal. What is misasik? Misasik means you don't know what you're doing. You're not yotzei a mitzvah. You don't know you're doing an avera. You don't have to bring a Korban Chatas. You don't know. You're saying a shir on Shabbos, you hit the table, a light goes on behind you. You don't have to bring a Chatas. Misasik is potter. But the Gemara increases in Daf Yutes, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis says, think Shmuel is Bechadashit, Misasik, think it's Shmuel, said this Chiddush, Misasik, Bechalovim, Chalovim means ham, fats, Varayos, let's say a guy lives with a woman, an Eshashish, God forbid, he thought it was his wife, someone else, another woman, it was another, a married woman, not his wife, Misasik, Bechalovim, Charayos, Chayiv. What do you mean chayiv? He never intended on it. He's chayiv to bring korban chatas. Shekain nene. He had hana. And when he has hana, that supplants the lack of kavanah. And therefore, what's the din? What's halacha? It's chayiv chatas. So I would have thought that matzah is what? Is shekain nene. So matzah special. That's why your yotze, if the what? The goyim stuffed it down your throat. Whereas by shofar, has nothing to do with what? Hana. Okay, it might be emotional, because you love music, but certainly not physical. So I would think that what, by shofar, what? You would not be yotzei. Rava says, no, you're yotzei by both. Lo tzarich kavana. That's the havamina of the Gemara. Okay? Rashi invokes this chiddush of misasek. Now, why is that a chiddush? Someone tell me. Why is Rashi invoking Shmuel a chiddush? Because what is the commonality of what? Arayis. Chalav and Varayis. Are they mitzvahs or are they Yisurim? They're Yisurim. Rashi imports the klal of Misasik in what world? Into the realm of what? Mitzvahs. Okay? That's a chiddush. You always got to notice that. That's a chiddush. We have such an example. I'll give you an example. Everyone heard of the klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh? Right? Where does the Gemara have that? Regarding Averis in Sanhedrin, and Daf Chavches, and on Daf Mem Gimel, the Koshal Yish Bochiv, and Chavches, and on Daf Mem Gimel, and the Staris Lashem. Every Jew is responsible for another year if they did Averis. You have to rebuke them. But who says it applies to the mitzvahs? Rashi said. The Gemara didn't say. If you blow a shofar in the afternoon for the patients in the hospital, how can you do that? You're already Yotze. Afo Pishi Yotze. Afo Pishi Yotze. Motzi. Where did that klal come from? Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes. What's the mechanics of this klal? Of Afa Pishiyatza Motzi. If someone blew the shofar in the morning, how can you blow the shofar in the afternoon for the patients? What's the klal? Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zevzeh, Rashi says. Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zevzeh. I have a responsibility, the way Rosh Hashanah told it over to us, is that maybe you're not Yotze, your mitzvah completely until every Jew on the planet Earth and the globe has fulfilled their mitzvah. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. Therefore, I can be Motzi other people even though I was Motzi Yotze the mitzvah shofar in the morning. So we have such a klal. You always got to pick up on that. The Gemara only had in the realm of Averis, Rashi imports it regarding mitzvahs. Okay. So if you open up the Rambam, the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam Hilchos Shofar in Perek Beis Halacha Daled Paskins. That when it comes to shofar, you need to have kavana, both the shomea and the mashmiya. In fact, the Gemara went on and asked the Kasha that if you see a fellow, the Gemara asked the Kasha and said, you have to have kavana? So the Gemara says, you always have to have kavana? The Gemara has, as I said, it brought the Bryce, if you're in the back of the shul, or you're next to the shul, you hear the call shofar. If you have kavani yotze, you have kavani not yotze. So the Gemara discusses this concept, and the Gemara, that is assuming that you need kavana like Reb Zeira. So we see beferish the Rambam paskins lo locha and upa shofar that shofar sarich kavana, both the baal tokeya and who else, the listener. So Rambam clearly is paskin like who, like Reb Zeira. However, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Pirek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes that if someone forces you to eat matzah like goyim or robbers, what's the din? The Rambam paskins lo halacha that you are what? Rambam says matzah yatzah lo tzarich kavana. Yatzah lo tzarich kavana. You don't need any kavan at all. It's a blatant steer in the Rambam. How does the Rambam paskin? Does the Rambam paskin that you need kavan or you don't need kavan? So in Hilchos Shor for the Rambam writes, you need to have kavanah. And in Hilchos Matzah, he writes, you don't need to have to kavanah. Now, what does the Rambam says if you ate it while you were had a demon? You ate it while you were crazy. Are you Yotze or not? Yes or no?
No.
You're not Yotze, the Rambam says, if you ate it when you were a Shota. Isn't that against the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? Who forced the guy? The shade. That was only the Havamina, though. That was rejected. In the Maskana, who forced them? Non-Jews. Only if non-Jews force you, are you Yotze. But if what? If a shade forces you, become a Shota. A non-Jew forces you, you're not a Shota, you're just under duress. But if a demon's forcing you, you're a Shota. So if you ate it when you're a Shota, you have to re-eat. You have to eat another size, because you can't be Yotze while you're a Shota. So what emerges is a blatant steer in the Rambam. It's a Pella. This is Mamash Pella in the Rambam. So what we want to do today, Bez Hashem, is give four different Malchim to answer the steer in the Rambam. Okay? We want to offer four different Malchim to answer the steer in the Rambam. How is it shaykh that the Rambam makes this split psak? Okay? All right. So let's begin to try to answer this kasha. The Ran in Meseches Rosh Hashanah writes on Vavim Zayin and Bebez Adapi Arif, Kesef Mishnah quotes him as well, the following teretz. The Rambam really holds Al Pi Halacha in Kol Torah Kulu. The Ran holds, this is the first teretz, Ran Sover Shah Rambam Sover Mitzvahs Sriches Kavanah. The rule is shofar. You need kavanah. What's the exception? What's the exception? Matzah is the exception. Matzah is the exception. And why is matzah an exception? Because why? I thought you need kavanah. If you were forced to eat the matzah, why are you yotze? What's the answer?
No.
You have hana, and the hana supplants the kavanah. And therefore, what is the chiddush of the Ran? What is the chiddush of the Ran? Rambam sover, Mr. Kizwana, chutz mimatzah because of misasek. Biglau misasek. Shkachayiv misasek shekein nene. Now, what is the Ran doing? The same thing as Rashi did in the Havamina of the Gemara. What is he doing? Importing what? The topic of misasek. Out of the realm of what? Out of the realm of Isurim, which the Gemara has, and imports it into what realm? What does he import into what realm? Mitzvahs. And therefore, what's the din? You are Yotze. Despite the fact that you had no kavana. Because Al Pi Allah, we treat as if you had kavana. Because Misasim Mechalom Maharaj Chayav Shekeinena, because we view it as if you had kavana. And you can only say this chiddush of misasek. I'll give you an example. You get this down. The first night of Sukkot, if someone is ill, do you have to eat in the sukkah? The first night in Sukkot, do you have to? If you're ill, do you have to eat in the sukkah or not? What's the din? What's the famous p'tur in sukkah that we have? Mitzdayer. Does mitzdayer apply in the first night? The Ramah writes no. The Mechaber says it does. Minhag Ashkenaz, you got to eat in the sukkah no matter what. Like the Ramah. What is that machlokes based on, the Rav said? And the Matan Ephraim has on the bottom. What's the nature of the mitzvah on the first night of Sukkot? Is the nature of the mitzvah a mitzvah of what? Yeshiva? Or is it a mitzvah of what? Achila. What's the difference? What's the difference? If it's the mitzvah of what, yeshiva, then you could have a p'tur of what? Then you could have a p'tur of what? Mitzdayer. Mitzdayer. But if it's achila, what's the din? There is no such p'tur. You're chayiv, no matter what. You're chayiv shekein what? Shekein nene. Chayiv, it's the mitzvah achila. Chayiv shekein nene. There is no such p'tur. Right? You have to eat it. What's the nature of the mitzvah of sitting in sukkah on the first night? Is it to eat there or just to dwell there? If it's to dwell there, then there's a p'tur of teshu kein nediru. There's a p'tur of mitzvah. But if there is a mitzvah achila, then we would assume that the mitzvah achila, just like you don't need kavana, so to just eat it there. It doesn't make a difference. You don't need kavana, the misasik applies, so too here. You'd be chayav. So that's a machlekes, the machaber in Ramah. It's interesting. The Rav wanted to say that was the Hezbollah. That's what Shefta told us on that first night of Sukkot. But this is the first answer to steer in the Rambam. That the klal, according to the Rambam, is mitzvah srichas kavana, and matzah is the exception. Yes, Michael?
I thought by definition, when you're nene, you're not misasik.
That's the answer. Nene supplants the lack of kavana.
So you're not misasik.
Right. That's why you're chayiv. Misasik v'chalovim v'harayis chayiv. Shekain nene, because you had a no. You're right. Because exactly that. That's why I say it supplants the lack of kavana. That's the chiddush. So that's the first teretz to answer the steer in the Rambam. Okay. That's number one. Number two. Second answer. We have the concept of tefillah of davening. And the truth of the matter is that it could very well be the following, that the Rambam holds, halacha l'maisa, that really, mitzvahs what, and this is the chiddush. Again, we're saying that the Rambam holds that mitzvahs is kavana, and the din is that matzah is the exception here, because chayv shekein nene. Okay. Could very well be as follows. Maybe you could say completely the opposite. And this is what Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal wanted to say, perhaps a possibility. Okay? And that is like this. Maybe the Rambam holds that the rule is matzah. Mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. Rambam holds mitzvahs ainan srichas kavana. You don't need kavana. That's the rule. Someone forces you to eat the matzah and you ate it, fine, no problem, you're yotzer. You obviously knew it was Seder. Now talk about a Jew that's never heard of Pesach and the requirement to eat matzah. Why is shofar different? Chutz mi shofar. So why does shofar need kavana? You know why? Because shofar is like the Ramban, the Rav interpret the Ramban. It's like davening without words. It's davening without words. Chutz mi shofar, shehu din tefillah. Has a lach of tefillah. And there is a lashon of Tosfos in Arve Psochem and Daf Kuf Ted Zayin that says as follows. Very interesting lashon that he says. Tosfos says in Arve Psochem on Daf Kuf Tet Zayin. Did I have it in the list? I think so. Kuf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel Maskif. Yeah, you see in number 10? Take a look at the last line in number 10. Says as follows. He says, the last line in number 10, he says, Mishum hachi nami lo maisi hasam brisus the hasam de bo kavana de gabit tefila v'tzkiya boy kavana tfei. That's the key line. Tefila utzkiya. Like we said yesterday, the tefila, that's what I wanted to remember. I said I would check on that. If you look, how many in the tashrat, you have to have how many breaths? You have to have in the tzkiyas to the miyushev one. We said it right. In the Tkiyas to Miyushev, you do Tashrat, the Shvarim Chu, with one breath. And with the Tkiyas to Mu'umad, you do it with two breaths. And the Ramah says you always do it with two breaths, and we paskin like the Mechaber, we said. So what we want to bring out here is the following Kiddush. And that is that the din of what? Shofar has a din of Tfilah. And since it has a din of Tfilah, you need to have Kavana. Because you cannot have tefillah without kavana. Shehu din tefillah shetzarich kavana. In fact, Reb Chaim has a famous answer in the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Uchos tefillah says you need kavana for all of Shmon Esrei. And then the Rambam writes in another place in Uchos tefillah, all you need kavana is for the first bracha. So it's a steer in the Rambam. So how do you answer the steer in the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says there are two types of kavanas. To have a kavana you're only with the Hashem, that you need throughout all of Shmon Esrei. Okay? Perish Amilin, though, to understand the words, That's ma'akev rak in the first bracha. Okay, you should ideally try to know all the brachas. Rak the bracha rishonim. You should try to know all the brachas. There's no doubt. You should not know what all the words mean. But if you don't understand the first bracha, then you're not yotze. It's crucial that you must understand the first bracha, the words, what they mean. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. Shem is the God of Avram, which means chesed. Kol Yitzchak Vura. Elokei Yaakov, Emes, Gibor Vanoira. You have to know. In the Machzor, if you have a few days now before Rosh Hashanah, you look through the Machzor. You should try to work through the Perush HaMilim. But what's Ma'akev? If you start thinking about the Bogen during the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's Ma'akev. You need that from beginning till end. Perush HaMilim is Ma'akev just in the first bracha. So Shofar has a din of Tefillah. Tosa says in Psachim, and that's what the Rav says, the Ramban says. That's why we said it's done during Chazar Shashatz, Minig Ashkenaz. And if you talk during Chazar Shashatz, your Chazar Shashatz will blow up your Tefillah Satzibor, and you won't be Yotzi Shofar. Because Shofar is a din of Tefillah, and it has to be in the context of Tefillah. So the Rambam writes, according to the Rav's Pshat, if I ask you, what's the Rambam hold on this topic? The Rambam holds mitzvahs ein srichas kavana, and shofar is the exception that it has a din tefillah to it. And that's why you must have kavana. That's a second teretz to solve the steer in the Rambam. Yes, Adam.
I already mentioned earlier how if you piss out for a second in the middle of shofar, you still yotze.
Right.
Because you had proper kavana the entire time. But according to this answer, would that still hold true?
Try the best you can.
Because if it's supposed to be omen,
right. Try the best you can. If you did it on purpose, then maybe you wouldn't be yotze. But if you did it, you try the best you can. That's why the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, we don't daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Because we don't have good kavana anyway. We try the best we can, the Mechaber says. Right? What does it say in the Gemara? Chassan on the first night, he gets married, doesn't say Kriya Shema. Right? Why? Because it shows he'll be a Baal Gaiva. He can have Kavana, even on the first night of his wedding, right? That shows, therefore, the Gemara says he doesn't say Kriya Shema. Nowadays, what do we say? He's got to say Kriya Shema. Because if he doesn't, that shows he's a Baal Gaiva as well. Right? We don't have a good Kavana anyway, so you should say he's like anyone else. Okay, that doesn't mean you shouldn't strive for good Kavana, but that's why we never say, oh, if you didn't have good Kavana at Mincha today, read Davin. We assume you're Yotzi, you try to best you can. But if a guy does it on purpose, then you're right. Okay? You have to try to focus. That's how to try to concentrate, right? As we talked about last week, to be Mam Lecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we got to strive to get ready for on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's the second shot. Number three. Third answer. There is a Gemara in Meseches Brachos on Daf Yud Beis. Okay? Now, one second. Before we go on to the third teretz, I just want to elaborate on this second teretz. Is the mitzvah of shofar a mitzvah of shmia, or is it a mitzvah of what? Tzkiyah. What do you say? The Rambam writes, it's shmia, which makes sense. Shmia is kind of like davening, listening, right? You're not doing anything. There's no action. What's my raya? The Rambam says it's the mitzvah of shmia. Brachas lishmoa kol shofar. Excellent, Alan. What else? Give me another raya. Lishmoa kol shofar. What's another raya? Ram holds a mitzvah shmir. I can't hear you. What? Okay. Good. Good, Michael. The beferish also. Number three. It says mitzvah sesei lishmoa. Okay. Very good, Michael. Mitzvah sesei lishmoa. What else? Okay. But well, that's true. That you're right. Yossi, that makes sense. I mean, if you don't hear it, you're not yotze. Okay, absolutely. What else? Who said something before? Go ahead, Michael.
It's like stolen or something.
Excellent. If you have a stolen shofar, are you yotze or not? Yeah. What did the Rambam say? Yes. What did the Rambam say? Ein b'kol din gezel. Because it's shmiah. Yeah? Like Yossi's saying, kol is shmiah. Exactly. Now, what did the Ravid say on that? I didn't give you the right. Anyone look it up? Ravid agrees there's no problem you're yotze with stolen shofar, but he quotes Yerushalmi. It says, Lachem. Even if you could steal shmiah, he says you're yotze anyway. There's a special exception because the Yerushalmi says that a stolen shofar, you're yotze. So it's clear from the Rambam, no doubt, that what? that it's the mitzvah shmiyah. Now, it's interesting to contrast this with what? Where else is the mitzvah of shofar apply? Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Very, very good. What does it say in the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? Rambam says Beferish. Beferish and Rambam. Rambam says the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. Mitzvah is tkiyah. Rambam says in Pirik Yud. Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Halacha Yud. Mitzvahs Esen Litko b'Shofar b'Asiri l'Tisha b'Shnas HaYovel. The mitzvah zu Mesura l'Beis and Tchila. Chol Yochid v'Yochid Chayv Litko Shnemar Taviru Shofar. Therefore, the Rambam writes, Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, this is Rosh Hashanah. Do you know the word Shofar never appears by Rosh Hashanah in the Chumash? It only appears by Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. All the halachas we have of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, we learn not from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, the Rambam says, is Tkiyah. Guess what the Nusach HaBracha is by Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. According to this, what would be the Nusach of the Bracha? There was a Bracha they used to say. What would be the Nusach of the Bracha? Litkoa. Litkoa. Litkoa Shofar. That would be the mitzvah, Litkoa. Now, the Rambam does say, what would be the nafkamina between these two? What would you say? What would be the nafkamina between these two things? Stolen shofar. What would you say by a stolen shofar? Rosh Hashanah is good. What about on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? It's not good. Why? Because mitzvah ba ba'aveir. But it's not an intangible thing like shmiyah. You can't steal. An intangible thing like that, you can't steal. So therefore, that would be the difference. Either Rambam does say in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Pirik Yud Alach Yiralf Shofar Shel Yovel Shel Rosh Hashanah Echad Hu L'Kol Davar. I thought they're equal. They're equal regarding Hilchos Tekiyah, but not regarding Hilchos Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira. Regarding Hilchos Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira, it applies to Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't apply, but it does apply to Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. So when he said they're the same halachas regarding Hilchos Shofar, but regarding Mitzvah Ba'a Aveira, it'll get you on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. It won't get you on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's Shmiyah. So you see that this fits in quite well. And that's what I want you to get number two. Rambam really holds Mitzvah Ein Sichus Kavana, but Shofar's like Tefillah. Because Shofar's like Shmiyah. It's davening without words. It's not the Mitzvah blowing. Now does anyone argue on the Rabbeinu Tam by Shofar? And does anyone argue on the Rambam by Shofar? Nusach HaBracha, Rabbeinu Tam. Guess what Rabbeinu Tam says the Nusach is? Asher Gisham Tam's Manu? Litkoa. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam in the end of Rosh Hashanah that states that the Nusach HaBracha is Litkoa, the Shofar. So the Rabbeinu Tam argues on this Rambam. We should just know it. We don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that it is the mitzvah is Tkiya. And the bracha is litkoa. Okay? So we have two terutzim so far to solve the steer in the Rama. Yes, Michael?
How do you answer the fact that if the whole reason we're showing for our shana is based on yoga, and we have a different mitzvah?
No, we said halachas. The halachas are the same. But that doesn't mean the nature of the mitzvah are the same. Okay? It's a good kasha. The halachas of what type of shofar you need, they're the same. But the nature of the mitzvah, it's not the same. And that's where Chaps and Nafkamina by Mitzvah Bava Veir. Okay? Oh, yes, Ron.
Would you say that on Yom Kippur it's also considered a tefillah, the shofar blowing, because it's in the now? It's like they're blowing it so people know it's yoga, not so.
Right, right. But the nature of the mitzvah is that it's a tekiyah. It's not a shmiyah.
Right, but would it be?
You're right, but it's not. There's no din. There's no din like Yossi said that the Evans got to hear it in order to go free.
Right.
There's no such din. As long as it's blown, he goes free. Okay, it's a good point, but it's a mitzvah tekiyah. Call yachid yachid. One, every yachid has a chiv. It's given over to base, and every yachid has a chiv. Yes, Michael.
So from where do we learn that the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah to blow shofar is shmiyah, like, as opposed to tekiyah?
That's how the Rambam understood Taviru Shofar. He understood the pasuk.
How does he understand?
From the pasuk. He understood Taviru Shofar was shmiyah. Facilitate shmiyah. Facilitate Shmiyah. Didn't mean to actually blow
it. Isn't that pasuk said by Yovel?
That that pasuk is said by Yovel. That's correct.
Okay,
you're strengthening the Michael's question. The halachas we learn, both Michaels are making a good point. In other words, the halachas we learn from what? From Yom Kippur Sheyovel, but doesn't mean that the nature have to be exactly the same. It's a little bit shvir, I grant you. But that's what comes out. That's how the Rambam understood. Okay? But it makes sense because this is the Yom HaDin, that it's a din of tefillah, din of shmiyah. It's not a din that just one guy has to blow it. One guy has to read the Megillah, so one guy reads it for everyone else. Shemaya Kona. One guy has to blow it, Shemaya Kona. It's more than that. It makes sense that it's different, that it's Shemir. Okay. That's the second answer. Third answer now. To solve the stira in the Rambam. There is a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yudbeis. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Yudbeis with Aleph, the Gemara states that if a man is holding a cup of wine, and he thought it was beer, and he said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he had in mind to say Shakol Nibivoro, and then he caught himself, and he says Brei Pri Agafen, what's the din? He's Yotzin, because even if he would have said Shakol on wine, he's Yotzin. We learned in Brachas, you say Shakol on anything, you're Yotzin. What happens in the flip case? The Gemara says, where he's holding a cup of beer, and he thought it was wine. When he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he thought he was going to say Brei Pri Agafen when he said Shem Hashem. Then he caught himself that it was beer, and he ended up saying it was what? Shehakol. Now, if you say Brei Pri Agafen on beer, you're not Yotze. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Gemara leaves it as an open question. Do you go bus to the beginning of the bracha? If you want the bus to the beginning, you would not be Yotze. And if you go bus to the end, right, you would be Yotze because you caught yourself. You switched it. That's the Gemara black on white in Brachas Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. Okay. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, quarter of Haigon there. What does Rav Haigon say? He says, I don't understand the Shaila. If a mitzvah needs Kavana, right? Don't you have to have Kavana? Correct. If a mitzvah doesn't need Kavana, you don't need Kavana. So what's the Shaila? Assuming like the Shita, David, that says like Rava, that mitzvah lo tzrichas kavana, why does the Gemara say, you were holding a cup of what? Gemara has beferish, right? You were holding what? A cup of beer, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you thought it was wine. You were ready to say Brei Pri Agafen when you said Shem Hashem, then you caught yourself with a cup of beer, and you ended up saying Shakol. Who cares? You don't need kavana anyway. You're Yotzi anyway. Asks Rav Haigon, according to the Mandam Rol, Mitzvah Saint Shikas Kavana, what's the Shaila in the Gemara? Right? This guy's a very frum fellow. He's a Ben Tyre. He's saying Brachas Birkas Nenin. Okay, he had in mind the wrong Bracha. Bracha to Hashem. So what? He ended up saying it, okay. What Bichlal is the Shaila? Rav Haigon asks Joel, he says, what's the Shaila? But Gemara, according to the Mandomer, holds what? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. What if Bichlal is the Shaila in the Gemara? That's what he asks. Very great Kasha. Oh. So he lays down the following principle. Amazing principle. He says as follows. This machlokes all over Shas of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana and Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana only revolves on what? Mitzvahs that entail a what? A maisa, like shaking lulav, like eating matzah. Ruhumit tarets, I'm just going to write, rock the maisa if you have the machlekes. Do you need that maisa to have kavana? Or even without kavana, at least you did the maisa, it should be good enough. That's the machlekes all over Shas. Do you need mitzvahs? Do those maisa need kavana? Do they not need kavana? But if you're dealing with a mitzvah that depends on dibor, amira, all his words, then if you don't have kavana, it has nothing to hang its hat on. It's nothing without kavana. Their words are meaningless if you don't say it b'kavana. If you don't say it b'kavana, you're not yotze. Because at least if you shake a lulav, you do a matzah. If you shake a lulav, or you eat matzah, You can do that the kavana, you can do that not the kavana, it doesn't make a difference. But if the mitzvah depends on an amira, words without kavana are meaningless. And David, the Gemara there in Brachos, dealing with brachas. Brachas are what? Words or a maisa? They're words. So the Gemara says, do you go bust at the beginning of the bracha? Do you go bust at the end of the bracha? Gemara leaves it as open question. But you deal with a maisa. Everyone agrees by maisa, you need to have what? Everyone agrees what? By a maisa is a machlokes. By a mira, rak the maisa yesh what? Machlokes. But by a mira, there is no requirement to have what? There is for sure a requirement. You must have kavana. No opinion holds mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana when you talk about a mira. No one holds mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana when you talk about a mira. Because the words without kavana are meaningless. And that is the answer to Rav Haigon's kasha. That's how Rav Haigon answered this kasha. It's a beautiful teretz. So once you hold like Rav Haigon, one sec, Sammy. So how do you plug in and answer the steer in the Rambam? Go ahead, Chaim. Shofar, according to the Rambam, needs kavana because it has a din of tefillah. That's correct. Right. It is derech dibor, shmiya. Whereas in Kol Torah Kula, he paskins what? Ein sarech kavana. So you'll ask me, how's this different than the second teretz? It is different. Because in the second teretz, what are we saying? The klal is mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, and tefillah, shofar is the exception. Here we're saying, number three, a much broader type of distinction. We're saying the whole machlokes is only by what? Meisim. Shofar is not a meisim. Shofar is only shmiya. Shofar is only shmiya. Actually, that Tosus in Arvei Pesachim actually fits in with this teretz much better. He says, Tkiya utfila boy kavana tfei. So basically, that Tosus in Arvei Pesachim fits in better with this third teretz. Because in general, Rambam says, by Meisim, you don't need Kavana. By Dibor, you need Kavana. So he is paskening by Meisim, ain't Sarach Kavana. But by Amira, he says, everyone agrees to need Kavana, and Shofar's like an Amira. Yes, Sammy, go ahead. You got it? Okay, so that's the terz. Yeah, Yaakov.
According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, there really isn't the Machlokes still by Masa. He says that it just takes the place of the Kavana, that the action is the place of the
That's the svar of the Mandarma holds what? Mitzis ein tzrichas kavana. But the Mandarma holds in mitzis tzrichas kavana, the Maisa does not. You still need kavana with it. The Machlaikis and Shas is only on what? Maisin. What's the svar of the Mandarma holds ein tzrichas kavana? The Maisa automatically is if you had kavana. The svar according to Mandarma tzrichas kavana, you still need kavana. You follow me? He was just explaining that opinion of mitzis ein tzrichas kavana. You follow me?
Yeah.
But by Amir, there is no such Machlaikis. You look throughout all the Shas. Every time that this machlokes is presented, it's always by Meisim. Kairach, Megillah. Actually, Megillah is also a Meisim Kriya. It's not Shmiya, it's a Meisim Kriya. You have to be Kairach. Okay? That also might be, actually thinking about it, might be a little bit difficult, right? But it is a Meisim. You got to read from the cloth. Kriyat Shema, the Gemara presents the machlokes by that? I don't remember. Does it? I don't remember if it does. I don't think so, Michael. You got to check the different places in Shas where it. I have Pesachim. If you look on in Pesachim, or let's look in Rosh Hashanah on the side of the page, the Gemara gives you Pesachim. I think it's just in Pesachim, which is Korech. So we got to check the different places, okay? And it's not so many places where the Machlokes is presented. Okay? Yes, Aaron.
So with the plug-in of Haigon to the Mechaber, the Mechaber says you need to let out my Kriyat Shema, which is an Amira, but when the Magen Avraham says that it's just a mitzvah d'oraisa, how would you plug that in?
First of all, you don't have to say that the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a big Chiddush. I would just say the Mechaber sides like that, Ma'an Dorman, it's just going no matter what. This is a Chiddush, it's Chilu. You don't have to say like he's saying. You don't have to say, I think if I'm not mistaken, we have to look. If the Gemara does have it by Kriya Shema, it should be a little bit difficult, right? Because he said that there's no machlokes, so how can the Gemara present it? So we gotta check which places in Shas does the Gemara present this machlokes. Let's try to do it over Rosh Hashanah if you find it. Because I'm looking in Rosh Hashanah, it only says look in Pesachim. Pesachim is the sugya about Korech. You know, it says mitzvah. You know how a lot of times Mitzvah Shas says the other place in Shas? He only quoted Psachim. He would have quoted more, no? Does the Gemara in Brachas do it on Daf Yud Gimel? Does it bring it in the mitzvah? Oh, it does, on the first line there. But it's talking about Hayakore B'Torah. You know, you were laning, and it was Man Kriya Shema, and the time came up, are you Yotze? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Quotes Erevin, Psachim, and Megillah. I'm sorry, Erevin and Psachim, it quotes. Erevin, I believe, is talking about Tefillin over there. Erevin, Daf Sadi, what it says, talking about Tefillin. So Tefillin's a Maisa. But Michael's asking a great kasha. How could Rabbeinu Yonah be right, Rav Haigon, that there's no machlokes by Dibur? The Gemara presents it by Kriyashma. That's a Havamina, then the Gemara slugs it up. So maybe you could say the slug up was it doesn't apply, you know? The Havamina said Shema Mina, it's the first Gemara in the second parak. I should have remembered right away. In Daf Yud Gimel. Then the Gemara rejects it. So maybe that was the rejection. You follow me? Could be. Doesn't stick in the Maskana. Very good, excellent. Okay, that's the third teretz. Now let's go to the fourth teretz. Okay, fourth teretz. How to solve the steer in the ram. So 2 and 3 are similar, but not exactly. Okay, they're similar in the sense that ram the klal is mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, and shofar is the exception. 3, he makes a big distinction between amira and maisa. Okay, 4. There is a concept called mitzvah baba aveira, as we mentioned. But where does this klal apply? You steal a lulav, you shake the lulav, you're not yotze. You stole the lulav, mitzvah baba aveira. No problem. That's beferish and mishnah. What about a stolen sukkah? Steal a sukkah, right? Are you yotze? So Gemara says, no, you're not, because the Gemara says, Chaka sukkas tasa lecha. Lecha, it's got to be yours. Lecha, sukkah gzula is possible. Ferish Gemara and sukkah and daf tes. Sukkah gzula is psula. Steal the boards, steal the walls, the schach, you're not yotze. Tosus asks, why does the Gemara have to dig up a pasuk that a stolen sukkah is possible? There's a famous klala called what? Mitzvah haba. Baveri. It's a great kasha. He asked it kasha in Sukkah Daf Tes. Mitzvah haba baveri. Tosos asked this kasha. Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha. Yours. Okay? So why do you need that cloud? Just say simple mitzvah haba baveri. So Tosos in Sukkah Daf Tes has an amazing finish. He says this whole cloud is only the Rabbanan. Mitzvah haba baveri. It only passes at midrabanan. Wow. That's a collector's item, Tosis. Dindrabanan. It's only passel midrabanan. Minatari biyotze. Big chiddush. There's another answer that's even a bigger chiddush. The Ritva in Sukkah, I gave it to you. The Ritva in Sukkah, take a look. It's on number 11. It says the following klal. You have it? Look at number 11 in the Marma Kaimis. Okay, the Ritva asks, the Hikshu B'Toysvus, Mikol Makoim, Kevin Shetokfu Mechaver Aike Mitzvah Baba Veir. Why must you dig up a posik to pasal a sukkah gzula? It's Mitzvah Baba Veir. The Tirtsu, we don't have this Tosin Shas. A lot of times the Ritva will quote Tosin, we don't have it on the Daf. But there are a lot of Baliat Taisvus. The Tirtsu Dlo Amrina Mitzvah Baba Veir El Betavar Shuba Lirtsos, Kikon Korbin, Shofar, the lulav, ukiyotz ben. Aval sukkah, she'en ba ritzui, leikim shu mitzvah baba veira. Wow. There are certain mitzvahs that engender what we call ritzui. What is ritzui? What does that ritzui mean? Appeasement. Special pleas and requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only a few mitzvahs can generate that. Korbanos for tshuva, shofar. Where is the marker in Shas that shofar's ritzui? Look at 12. Feresh Gemara Shana. What does the Gemara say? Shofar, is it kosher if it comes from a cow? Yes or no? Mishnah, we mentioned it a few weeks ago. It's not kosher if it comes from a cow. Why not? En kategor, nasa sanegor. What does the Gemara ask? the Kohen Gadol wears golden vests, golden clothes. Isn't it in Kategor Nasas and Eger? What does Gemara answer? The Klal in Kategor Nasas and Eger is the one said where? Bifnim, in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Does he bring the Big Day Zav in the Kodesh Kadoshim? No, he only wears Big Day Lovin. Frek the Gemara, Shofar. Is Shofar done in the Kodesh Kadoshim? And you're still applying the Klal in Kategor Nasas and Eger. What's the answer? Says the Gemara. Gemara answers, Shofar Nami Mi Bechutsu. Gemara answers, no. Kevin Lezichronu Kebifnim Dami. Since it's Lezichron, it conjures up our lives. Hashem runs the videotape, Kaviyochel, Avdolov of Dolos, of our lives every year. That's like it's Kodesh Kodashim. And therefore, that's why the Shofar engenders Ritzui. Korbanos give you Mechila from Hashem Kapara. And what does the Shofar do? It gives you Ritzui. Hopefully we'll be judged well for the good. And what is Luluv Maratza for? Rav Warman Shlita has in his Sefer. What does the Gemara say in Tainan, Staf Beis and Beis? When you shake the Luluv, it's Maratza Al Mayim. Feresh Gemara. The only time you say Mitzvah Baba Aveira is if the Mitzvah engenders Ritzui. And Sukkah is a beautiful Mitzvah, but it does not have that component of Ritzui. Therefore, you could not say Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Therefore, you had to dig up a Pasuk to Pasul a Sukkah Ksula. You got that? It's a collector's item. You only limit Mitzvah Baba Aveira to mitzvahs that engender Ritzui. And then the Ritva goes ahead and thinks it's wrong because we have a Yushalmi that says Mitzvah Baba Aveira plays to Matzah, and Matzah has nothing to do with Ritzui. So he argues on this Tosos, this Balei Tesis. But if you hold like this, maybe that's what the Rambam holds like, number four. Meaning, what does the Rambam hold? In general. According to number four, what would you say the Rambam holds? What's the rule? Matzah is the rule. Mitzvahs, ain't in Tzrichas Kavanah. So why do you have to hear for Shofar? Why does the Shomea and the what, Tokeya, need to have Kavanah? What's the answer? Because in order to have Ritzui, you've got to have Kavanah. Otherwise, it's a joke. Not that it's a din tefila. It's even more than that. It's more limited. It's something called Ritzui. I don't know if it's more limited, but it's a different concept. It's not tefila. It's Ritzui. Ritzui can apply to Shofar, which is an action. It's nothing to do with tefila. It can apply to also what? I mean, Shofar, we said, is the din tefila, but it can apply to what? Luluv, which has nothing to do with tefila. Ritzui is a different type of tefila. So according to the fourth klal, we would say that the Rambam would also say the rule would be matzah, and Shofar would be an exception. So 2, 3, 4 are really saying that. 2 is saying that the rule is matzah, and Shofar is an exception because it's a din what? Shofar is an exception because why? It's a din of tefila. Number 3 is saying that Shofar is an exception because it's a din of what? Amira. Right? Or Shmiya. And number 4 is saying that Shofar is an exception because it's the element of what? Ritzui. So both 2, 3, and 4 are assuming the Rambam. If I'd ask you on a Bechinen, what's the Rambam Paskin? So according to the first Mahalach, Rambam Paskin is Shrichus Kavanah. Shofar is the rule. Matz is the exception. According to 2, 3, and 4, the Rambam Paskin is what? Mitzis ain't Shrichus Kavanah. And Shofar is an exception either because of number 2 Mahalach, because why? It's a din tefila. Either because of number 3, because of the din of Amir Shmiya, or number 4, because of the din of Ritzui. These are the 4 different Malachim we want to suggest to answer the steer in the Rambam. Okay? Oh. Now, yeah, I want to just highlight one more thing, Adam, before I take your question. Then we got to go bite them. And that is as follows. Oh. Reb Svi Pesach Frank, in Simon Yud, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim, in the Mikroi Kodesh, writes from the Bir Heitev, it's in Simon Yud in the Mikroi Kodesh, Sof Simon Tuf Kuf Tzadi Gimel B'Shem the Bach. There is a minig, and we have this minig. There is a minig to cover the shofar during the bracha. Never noticed that. The Baal Tokeya covers the shofar during the bracha, and then reveals it when he's about to blow the shofar. What's that all about? Go ahead, Yossi.
You want to highlight the Shmiya, not the...
Oh, that's exactly what his Masbid Eliyahu Rabba says it. The Hesber is you want to highlight the Shmiya. You want to highlight the Shmiyah. This is what the Avnei Nezer writes. We don't want to embarrass the shofar. You follow me, Michael? We don't want to embarrass the shofar. Even though it's a shofar, it's a mitzvah, both Michaels. It's the chefs of mitzvah, but what? But it's to facilitate Shmiyah. It's a lot like, what do? Cover the what? Challah during the Kiddush, because we're saying a Kiddush on the wine and not on the lechem. So we're in a sense, the shofar's embarrassed because the nature of the mitzvah is Shmiyah. This is what the Avnei Nezer writes. That's what he wants to say, the Beferish, the din is. That's one hesber. You know what another hesber is? Why you hide the shofar? Because what did the Zohar writes? Reb David Luria actually writes pshat on the Bereishis Rabbah. Reb David Luria. What does he write in the Medrash? Avraham Avinu hid Yitzchak when they were building the Mizbeach until they got to the time of the Akedah. Because why? He didn't want the Satan to make him puzzle, to give him a moon, that he wouldn't be able to be makrifin. So just like Avram hid Yitzchak, we remind ourselves of that. We hide the shofar as well. That's a different beer. Very beautiful beer, but that's a different beer. So if you hold like the second mile, we built up the mitzvah of Shmiyah, then it's very clear, or like two or three, then we highlight that by covering the shofar. To highlight that it's not the tekiah, but rather it's the facilitating the Shmiyah. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay. It's interesting also, let's just mention, I want to mention a few halachas now on the shofar, and then we have to go, we'll close with, we got to do tshuva, and then we got to do a rikud for Aaron. Oh. Do you blow the shofar on your right side of your mouth? Yes or no? The Ramah writes, Tov litkoa b'tzad yamin, im efshar litkoa b'kach. Simin tov kuf pehesiv beis. The Bir Halacha writes, I think this is a quote from Nor Sameach. You know why? Where do we learn shofar from? Chatzotzros of Nechama as well. And what does the Pasuk say in Shoftim about the trumpets? By Melchemes Gidon. What does it say in Shoftim? Vayachziku biyad smola b'lapidim. They held the torches in their left hand, ubiyad yiminam hashofros, and their right hand, litkoa. So the Bir Halacha quotes, I think, Nor Sameach, that's the mucker to blow on the right side of your mouth. What's difficult with that raya? The Mikroi Kodesh says, what's that talking about in that pasuk? Talking about carrying it. They carried the torches in their left, they carried the shofar in their right. Doesn't say anything about putting it in the right side of your mouth. So he says, Nishkin raya. And therefore, if the Baal Tokeh is not comfortable, you should not impose, I want you to definitely blow on your right side. If he's not going to be able to blow properly, whichever he blows in the middle, it's fine as well. But that's what the Ramon writes. Ramon nonetheless writes, so if he can do it, it's better to do it on the right side. Okay. Now, there's one thing I want to remind you of, that we said we would do the basic Tashat and Tarat, very important that I want to remind you of. The Tekiah must always last either as equal or longer to whatever the middle letter is going to be. Tashat, Tarat, or Tashrat. You understand what I'm saying? When you blow the tekiah in Tashat, your tekiah better be as long as what? As long as the Shvarim, and it should also be as equal as the Truah. Okay? Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. So the Tekiah's got to be as long as the Shvarim, it should be preferable longer. But it's got to be, if it's shorter, it's a problem. Number two, Tarat. Your Tekiah better be as long as your Truah. Even longer, but it's got to be as longer. Equal. And number three, Tashrat. In that case, the Tekiah's got to be a little bit longer to match the length of the Shvarim Truah. Okay? That's the keyest thing that you must make sure to get. Okay? Alright. Now I want to add one more halacha, then we have to go to the Hilchos Tshuva. Sir Simei Tshuva starts also on Shabbos. And there's an interesting halacha. During Asir Simei Tshuva, you cannot eat pas akum, which means pas palter. What is pas akum? You're not allowed to have a non-Jewish friend of yours bake you a piece of bread even if it's kosher. If he baked and turned the oven on, you cannot eat it. The Gemara says it's a gzeira the rabban of chasnas. We're afraid he might invite you over to his house and meet you, introduce him to your to his daughter. You might marry her, and God forbid, intermarry. They made a gzeira the chachamim pas akum is usher. And every day you cannot do that. Pas akum, cannot go to a non-Jewish home, person's home, even if everything's kosher. What is mutter the whole year is pas palter. What is pas palter? A baker. He has a business. That's mutter. Right? The Fryhofer's bread, right? Whatever breads you could buy, as long as it's kosher. In the store, there's an OU, it's kosher. But that's pas palter. No problem. They tried to answer that, but it was Xerish Ain Rov Tzibra Yecholun Lamod Ba. Morin Avodazor Daf Lamad Vav Man Aleph. Okay, we didn't have time to write it down. Xerish Ain Rov Tzibra Yecholun Lamod Ba. Bread was a staple. Not every community had Jewish people that baked. So they said pas palter's mutter. Because it's not someone's home, so we're less concerned, God forbid, of an intermarriage. It's a business, not a social type gathering. Okay. However, Mechaber quotes Yushalmi that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have a chumrah not to eat pas palter. Okay? Pas palter. Mechaber. Mechaber Feresh HaShulchan Aruch quotes Yushalmi that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that includes breads, entomins, cookies, cakes, we should be machmer on this. Now, I'm not saying it's going to cause a machlokes in your house, and hopefully it wouldn't. If your mom would do it, well, then you should do it. You should go buy it and make sure. But certainly on your own, we should be very machmer on this, okay? And it's very important. And that starts, as just mentioned, during next week. It's all shadow whether it applies to cereals. I don't think you have to be machmer about cereals. It's not a din pas, okay? Cheerios, people ask the shalom about Cheerios. It's a big machloikis, okay? Does that have a din pas? It might. If you can, it's better not to have, okay? But certainly, it doesn't apply to spaghetti or pasta, that for sure. It applies to things that are source of pas. That's a shalom about Cheerios. But it's very important we know this din. In fact, Adam, let me give you the simon, okay? You guys look it up. Let me give you the simon. Okay, the Farish din. Okay, we have to find the simon. Yeah, you find the simon, Yossi, for me. Okay, because you find the simon here. Okay. Oh, now I want you to get this. Please get this. This is a segue into the tshuva. Why was this chosen to be the chumrah? Why? Why this chumrah? Okay. I'll have to find this. We'll find this simon. Okay. I think it's towards Hilchos Yom Kippur. It's in Hilchos Yom Kippur in the beginning. I think so. Okay? Why this chumrah? So I want you to get this. We read on Rosh Hashanah the Akedah. The word Yechidi appears how many times just in the Akedah? 3 times. It's mentioned only 6 times in all Tanakh. Why does it say Yechidi? Because we are judged not as a tzibor. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Dessel has, we're judged as a tzibor. On the first day, we're judged as individuals. Avram Avinu, not Yechidi, Hineni. The word Hineni appears 3 times in that parak. It's only 6 times in all of Tanakh. What's the stress of Hineni? When you do tshuva, it's not a magical leap, a leap of faith. Avraham Avinu built himself up. He changed the world. Mamash changed the world. And he felt comfortable. He knows what stage he was on. He said, I'm ready now. I'm ready to be monotheistic. I believe only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to change the world. And he did it gradually. He built himself up. Hineni. Therefore, we take a chumrah that as a tzibor we could not observe, but as a yachid, you certainly can. And during these 10 days, we are part of a tzibor, but we're also as much as equal to that, Yechidim as well. And we highlight that fact by taking this chumrah on. A chumrah that we couldn't take as a tzibor, but what? As Yechidim. Shkoyev, Yossi. In Simon Tuf Reishu Gimel, Adam. Ach Mishen Onizri Pashal Kusim Baser Simechuma Sarich Lizahir. Tuf Reish Gimel. We are Yechidim, and therefore, we have to take a chumra that as a yachid, we will not eat paspalter. That's what Avram says. I was a yachid. As a yachid, he changed the world. Okay. Now, there are two levels of tshuva. What are the two levels of tshuva that we have?